the rest of the story. La Havre Guadalupe was a French naval training vessel. Besides officers, crew, and apprentice seamen, the ship bore a small mixed cargo, mainly Dutch cheese. Now it's January 24, 1849. The Guadalupe was 12 days out of Rio de Janeiro. Captain Basson inspected the cargo and discovered that the cheeses apparently had been damaged. A closer look revealed that the salt water had merely discolored the rinds. The cheeses themselves were unspoiled. And still, it was an unappetizing sight. If the cheese was ever to be sold in Rio, its appearance would somehow have to be altered to make it look fresh. So Captain Basson summoned one of his young cadets, a boy named Edward. "Look at this," the captain declared. "They look more like death's heads than cheeses." And Edward agreed. The captain thought for a moment, and then he told young Edward to go find a paintbrush and freshen up those cheeses. "A paintbrush?" Edward was amused by the request. This was the last thing that he had imagined he would ever be doing at sea. He was the son of a Paris magistrate. He had envisioned only adventure in the Navy, mountains of water and raging winds and exotic ports, and now here he was, below decks, paintbrush in one hand, paint pot in the other, face-lifting cheese. Well, when the task was completed, Captain Basson returned to examine Edward's work. He said it was amazing. The cheeses appeared precisely as they had at the beginning of the voyage, perhaps even better. The captain was fascinated. "How old was Edward?" he asked. The boy had turned 17 only the day before. Had Edward any artistic background? Well, he pencil sketched now and then, only a hobby, but he had never held a paintbrush before in his life. I said he had never held a paintbrush before in his life. Well, the captain smiled. He had been planning to seek out a drawing master when the Guadalupe reached port, somebody to instruct the cadets in art. And now he realized that he would have to look no further than the young man standing before him. Edward would serve as the ship's drawing master, and the boy was delighted. But this is the rest of the story. The inhabitants of Rio de Janeiro were fond of Dutch cheese to begin with, and yet this particular shipment of cheese looked so fresh that it was eagerly purchased the moment it was unloaded. It appeared so appetizing that many consumers ate even the rind. But days later, a wave of fear swept the town. Isolated outbreaks of dread cholera were being reported. The authorities investigating the reports announced that this random sickness was not cholera at all, but it was poisoning. A poisoning from some unidentified something. Well, you've guessed what. The paint Edward had used cosmetically to enhance the cheese was lead-based. The port of Rio had been lead-poisoned, however accidentally, by an apprentice seaman who was making his debut as a painter, a fledgling artist, who this time had done his work a little bit too well. It is recorded that most of the townspeople recovered from their illness. It is hoped that all of them did. But it is known for certain that that young man one day eventually would abandon the Navy, and one day would be recognized as the father of French Impressionism, the ultimate artist, Edouard Manet. And now you know the rest of the story.